Hi, and welcome back to Healing Quest, your healthy lifestyle show. I'm Roy Walkenhorst.
And I'm Judy Brooks, and our focus is holistic wellness, including energy medicine and the latest in the natural options to help us all achieve optimum well-being. In the last few weeks here on Healing Quest, we've been sharing with you some impressive news about an all-natural way to deal with menopause symptoms.
We've reported on a clinical study involving krill, a medicinal herb from Vietnam. The study showed that krill is 93% effective in reducing symptoms like night sweats and hot flashes, along with 27 other menopause symptoms that the study covered.
Well, as we said, this research is very impressive, and given how disruptive menopause symptoms are. So today we're going to take a look at something that's very, very practical. The frequently asked questions that krill experts often hear.
Joining us now is Sue McKinney, the CEO of Krill Health, which is spearheading the drive to make krill available to every woman on earth who needs it. Hi, Sue. What questions in this area do you hear a lot?
One of the questions I get asked a lot is, how long does menopause last? And there are as many answers as there are women. So the common answer is between 6 months and 2 years, many women will experience, especially the vasomotor symptoms, the hot flashes and night sweats. But for some women, it can go on considerably longer, as long as 10 years. And for a small portion of women, they may never go away. So it's that old adage that we say, every body is different. And it's so true.
Well, that is true.
So in general, how long should a woman expect that krill, when she finds out about it, will be part of her life?
Well, I'll tell you my own personal experience. I was getting 9 to 12 hot flashes a day. Very annoyed about that, about the loss of feeling of control over my body. I was a trial attorney. I'm used to walking into a courtroom and controlling it and being in charge, and walking into board meetings, mostly populated by men, and wondering if they could tell that I was having a hot flash and battling my body for control. It was very frustrating to me. I started taking krill, and all of a sudden I noticed within about 2 weeks that 75% of my symptoms were gone, and the remaining ones were reduced in severity by 75%. So I thought, okay, this is good, and continued taking it. And by the end of 4 months, 99% of my symptoms were gone. So I got lazy and I backed off taking krill a little bit. And you know what? Those symptoms started to creep back. So I thought, okay, my body's talking to me. My body wants this nutrient. I'm going to supply it. And so I continued at just two capsules a day for years, and nothing ever came back.
Is that what prompted you to get involved with this company?
Well, it was part of it. I had already gotten involved because at first we were looking at prostate issues. But then I thought, wait a minute, there's a whole other side to this. And that's when we started looking at the menopause conditions as well.
Well, we're certainly glad you did.
Thank you.
Is there any other thing that you would like to leave our listeners with regarding krill and menopause?
Just that I understand that women and shoppers, consumers in general, are sometimes skeptical because so many people have a drawer full of things that didn't work for them. We do offer a 100-day money-back guarantee, no questions asked, and we can do that because it's so rarely used. Nothing works for everyone. But in our commercial experience, we've found that krill does tend to benefit about 90% of the people that take it.
Well, I think that is an excellent outcome.
Very persuasive.
Very persuasive, yes. Very much. Well, Sue, thanks for joining us again today. We love talking to you and hearing about this and helping our listeners find ways that are going to give them some relief.
And if they have questions, I encourage them to write to info@CRILAHealth.com. That's spelled CRILAHealth.com.
Thank you. Well, you have a great week and stay healthy. And we'll probably be talking to you again soon.
Thank you.
We've been speaking with Sue McKinney, CEO of Krilla Health, about menopause and a medicinal herb from Vietnam that's proving to be more than 90% effective in reducing symptoms like hot flashes and night sweats. Those, of course, are two menopausal symptoms that are very well known, isn't it?
But equally impressive is the research showing that Krilla is also extremely effective in dealing with 27 other menopausal symptoms, things like mood swings, sleep issues, and interpersonal problems like avoiding intimacy. So some very encouraging science there.
There sure is. Well, up next in our show, how vibration can deal with fat cells. And remember, podcasts of this and all Healing Quest shows are available on our website, healingquest.tv. And please follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Healing Quest. I'm Judy Brooks.
And I'm Roy Walkenhorst. And you're listening to Healing Quest on iHeartRadio.